They crept forward, and Harry saw that they were facing a large, smooth mound of earth nearly as tall as Hagrid that he thought, with a jolt of dread, was sure to be the lair of some enormous animal. Trees had been ripped up at the roots all around the mound, so that it stood on a bare patch of ground surrounded by heaps of trunks and boughs that formed a kind of fence or barricade behind which Harry, Hermione, and Hagrid now stood.
"Sleepin'," breathed Hagrid.
Sure enough, Harry could hear a distant, rhythmic rumbling that sounded like a pair of enormous lungs at work. He glanced sideways at Hermione, who was gazing at the mound with her mouth slightly open. She looked utterly terrified.
"Hagrid," she said in a whisper barely audible over the sound of the sleeping creature. "Who is he?"
Harry found this an odd question. "What is it?" was the one he had been planning on asking.
"Hagrid, you told us," said Hermione, her wand now shaking in her hand. "You told us none of them wanted to come."
Harry looked from her to Hagrid, and then, as realization hit him, he looked back at the mound with a small gasp of horror. The great mound of earth, on which he, Hermione, and Hagrid could easily have stood, was moving slowly up and down in time with a deep, grunting breathing. It was not a mound at all. It was the curved back of what was clearly...
"Well, no, he didn't want to come," said Hagrid, sounding desperate. "But I had to bring him, Hermione. I had to."
"But why?"
asked Hermione, who sounded as though she wanted to cry.
"Why? What? Oh, Hagrid."
"I knew if I just got him back," said Hagrid, sounding close to tears himself, and taught him a few manners, I'd be able to take him outside and show everyone he's harmless."
"Harmless?" said Hermione shrilly, and Hagrid made frantic hushing noises with his hands as the enormous creature before them grunted loudly and shifted in its sleep. "He's been hurting you all this time, hasn't he? That's why you've had all these injuries."
"He don't know his own strength," said Hagrid earnestly, "and he's getting better. He's not fighting so much anymore."
"So this is why it took you 2 months to get home," said Hermione distractedly. "Oh, Hagrid, why did you bring him back if he didn't want to come? Wouldn't he have been happier with his own people?"
"They were all bullying him, Hermione, 'cause he's so small," said Hagrid.
"Small?" said Hermione. "Small?"
"Hermione, I couldn't leave him," said Hagrid, tears now trickling down his bruised face into his beard. "You see, he's my brother."
Hermione simply stared at him, her mouth open.
"Hagrid, when you say brother," said Harry slowly, "do you mean..."
"Well, half-brother," amended Hagrid. "Turns out me mother took up with another giant when she left me dad, and she went and had Grawp here."
"Grawp?" said Harry.
"Yeah. Well, that's what it sounds like when he says his name," said Hagrid anxiously. "He don't speak a lot of English. I've been trying to teach him. Anyway, she don't seem to have liked him much more than she liked me. You see, with giantesses, what counts is producing good, big kids. And he's always been a bit on the runty side for a giant. Only 16 foot.
"Oh, yes, tiny," said Hermione, with a kind of hysterical sarcasm. "Absolutely minuscule."
"He was being kicked around by all of them. I just couldn't leave him."